Mishnah's Adar Marbin B'Simcha, thank you for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a pause to our day to convene from around the world to daven to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day. Yom Shlishi, 16th day of the month of Adar Sheni. Please continue to have in mind to daven for a 6-year-old girl in Boca in desperate need of our collective tefillos. Her name is Chaya Yael Shoshana Bas Chana Fredel. Additionally, please have in mind Yitzchak Aaron Ben Malka Chana. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi David Hellman of the Young Israel of Brookline in Boston, Massachusetts, to share Divrei Chizuk. She'll be followed by Rabbi Hellman fully reciting the following 5 chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chav, Chav Gimel, Kuf Chav Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis, which are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, the Mishaberach for Tzahal, and the Shaderach of the Shvuim, for those that are still tragically held hostage. And Rabbi Hellman will conclude with the Mishaderach of Cholim, pausing, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Tremendous kavod to introduce Rabbi Hellman, who is sitting next to me. We are sitting here at the OU offices in New York. The chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Hellman.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. It's my pleasure to be here in the OU offices where the magic happens. And I want to thank you, Rabbi Herman, for your trust, you and the entire OU organization for all the services you provide. And in general, the way that you unite and connect and inspire and strengthen so many Jews and Jewish communities throughout the country and the entire world. As Rabbi Herman just said, we're going to soon take together 5 Prakim of Tehillim, 5 chapters of Psalms. And I'd like to share with you a thought on the first parak that we'll say, Parak Chaf, chapter 20. Parak Chaf is a parak of Tehillim davening for soldiers. It will conclude with the psukim, Eilev Arecha ve'Eilev Asusim. Some come with chariots and horses. That is where they find their strength and their confidence in war. V'anachnu b'shem Hashem Elokim Nafkir. But we find our strength and confidence, and we fight on behalf of the name of Hashem. This parak of Tehillim in particular is meaningful for people in America or others who are not fighting, to be davening on behalf of the soldiers who are. Rashi writes that David HaMelech wrote this parak of Tehillim when he would send Yoav, his general, and his soldiers out to battle, and David and others would stay back in Yerushalayim. And this is the parak of Tehillim that those who stay back would daven on behalf of those on the front lines. And thus the opening pasuk is, Ya'ancha Hashem b'yom tzara. May Hashem answer you in your day of distress. It is David davening on behalf of Yoav, and all of us davening on behalf of all of the Chayalim. All right, jumping back in, we were explaining that Perek Chaf is a Perek of Tehillim that David HaMelech wrote to daven on behalf of his general Yoav and the soldiers who were fighting. And David HaMelech begins the parak, Yancha Hashem b'yom tzara, may Hashem answer you in your day of distress on the battlefield. Yitzhagev Hashem Elokei Yaakov, and may the name of the God of Yaakov, of Jacob, protect you. David HaMelech refers to Hashem specifically as the God of Yaakov, the God of Jacob, because he was thinking about how Hashem protected Yaakov, and it seems that David HaMelech was inspired to write this parak of Tehillim when he was learning Parshas Vayishlach. This phrase, Yancha Hashem b'yom tzara, is an echo, is a reworking of the words of Yaakov Avinu himself. Yaakov Avinu tells his children that they must travel to Beit El to build a Mizbeach because Hashem has commanded him, Hashem ha'one oti b'yom tzarati, Hashem, the one who answered me in my day of distress, which David would rewrite as Yancha Hashem b'yom tzara. And Yaakov said this immediately following a war, the war between the tribes, Shimon and Levi in particular, and the city of Shechem. Shimon and Levi attacked Shechem, and afterwards Yaakov was incredibly scared. He told them, Achartem osi, Lahav Isheni Beyoshev Haaretz. You are making me become despised by the nations of the land. The other nations will reject me, will team up against me. And Yaakov Avinu was terribly frightened. Hashem tells Yaakov he must travel to Beit El, forcing him to pass by different cities and groups and clans. And Yaakov was scared, but he davened that Hakel Ha'ona'oti B'yom Sarati, that Hashem would be the one who would answer him in his day of distress. And indeed, Vayisa'u, Yaakov travels, and the nations do not attack him, but rather Vayihi Chita Selukim Al Ha'arim Asher Sevivo Sayim. The other cities, the other nations, were scared of Yaakov. The Lo Radfu Achrei B'nei Yaakov, and no one chased after them. No one attacked them. Yaakov Avinu was afraid of battle, of war. He was afraid of the other nations turning against him. And David HaMelech felt similarly in different moments of crisis, and he looked to the events of Yaakov's life to strengthen his faith. And we too, we look to the events of Yaakov and now David HaMelech's life and writing to strengthen our emuna. We too, the Jewish people, the state of Israel, the Chayalim, they face enemies on the battlefield. People are scared if we are losing the support of the other nations of the world. These are crises and challenges that the Jewish people have faced. History repeats itself, but Hashem protected Yaakov Avinu. Hashem protected David HaMelech, and we pray that Hashem should protect the Jewish people in the state of Israel now. The honor of Israel should be lifted in the eyes of the nations, and once again, the pasuk should be fulfilled by Hichitas Elokim Al Harim Asher Sviyosayim V'lo Radfu Achrei B'nei Yaakov. No nation should even dare to attack or even try to harm the Jewish people. We conclude with prayers for peace, safety for all. Now begin the Tehillim, starting with Tehillim Perichaf. Lam Natseach Mizmor LeDavid Yancha Adonai B'yom Sara Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadeka Yizkor Kol Menchosecha Volastecha Yedash Nesela Yitein Lecha Chilbavecha V'chol Atzatecha Yimalei Niranana Vishivasecha U'Veshem Eloheinu Nidgol Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha Atayadati Ki Hoshia Adonai Mishicho Yaneo Mishme Kacho, Big Vuros, Yesha Yirino. Eile Varecha, Veile Basusim. Vanachnu, Beshem Adonai, Eloheinu Naskir. Hema Karu Vanafalu. Vanachnu Kamnu Vanisodad. Adonai Hoshia, Hamelch Yanenu Vyom Karenu. Perchav Gimel. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roi, Lo Echzar. Vinos desha yarbitseni, ame menuchos yinahaleni, nafshi yeshovev, yancheni b'magli tzedek l'man shemo, gam ki eilich b'geitz almaves, lo irara ki ata imadi, shiftecha umishantecha, hema yinachamuni, taroch lifanai shulchan neged tzorarai, Dishanta Vashemen Roshi Kosi Rivaya Achtov Vachesed Yirdefuni Koyamev Chayai Vishavti Beveis Adonai Laorech Yamim. Now Tehillim Perkuf Chaf Aleph. Shiramalo Sesainai El Harim Ayan Yavo Ezri Ezri Meim Adonai Osei Shemaim Vaaret Al yitain lamot raglecha, al yanum shomrecha, hine lo yanum velo yishan, shomer Yisroel, Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilecha al yad yaminecha, yomam ha-shemesh lo yakecha, v'yareach balayla, Adonai yishmorcha mikora, yishmor es nafshecha, Adonai yishmor tzeitecha uvoecha, Me'ata v'yad olam, Tehillim Kuflamed. Shir hamalos, mimamakim karasicha Adonai, Adonai Shema Vikoli, Tiana Aznecha Kashuvos, Lakol Tachanunai, Im Avonos Tishmarya, Adonai Miyamod, Ki Imcha Haslicha, Leman Tivare, Kivisi Adonai Kivisa Nafshi, Velidvaro Hochalti, Nafshi Ladonai Mishomrim Laboker, Shomrim Laboker, Yachel Yisrael El Adonai, Kiim Adonai HaChesed, Baharbei Mofidus, Behu Yifdaes Yisrael, Mikol Avonosav, Telem Kuf Membeis, Maskila David, Biosova Mara, Sifila, Koli El Adonai Ezak, Koli El Adonai Eschanan, Eshboch Lefanav Sichi, Sarasi Lefanav Agid, Vihisateif Alai Ruchi, Vatayadata Nesivasi, Borachzu Aleich Tamnu Fachli, Habeit Yamin Ure'e Ve'en Li Makir, Avad Manos Mimeni Ein Doresh Venafshi, Zahafi Elach Adonai Amarti Atamachzi, Chelki Ve'eret HaChayim, Hakshiva El Rinasi, Kidalosi Ma'od, Hatsileni Me'rodfai, Ki Amsu Mimeni, Hotsia Mimazgir Nafshi Lahodos Eshemecha, Biachiru Tzadikim, Ki Sigmol Alai, Achenu Kolbeis Yisrael, Hanesunim Batsara Uva Shivya, Haumdim Ben Bayamu Ben Baybasha, Hamakom Yirachem Aleihem V'yotzim Yisara Lirvacha U'me'afela Lora U'mishibu Lugula Hashta Bagala V'zman Kariv V'nomar Amen. Mishaberach for Chayalei Tzahal for Israel's Defense Forces. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'yakov V'yivarech Es Chayalei Tzva Hagana L'Yisrael V'anshei Kochos HaBitachon Haumdim ha-mishmar tenu v'arei Eloheinu, migvul ha-vanon, va'an bidbar mitzrayim, minayam ha-gadol al-vor ha-va, v'chol malkom shehem v'aybasha v'avir v'ayam, yitain Adonai tovenu, ha-kamim aleinu, nigathim lifneihem, ha-kadosh baruch hu, yishmor v'yatil tchayaleinu, mikol tzara v'tukol, mikol nego machala, v'yishrach baruch ha-vatzocha v'chol masay yedeihem, yad v'yersoneinu tachteyem, v'yatrein b'chester yeshua v'ateres nisachon, v'yikuyam behem ha-kasuv, ki-adonai Eloheichem, ha-holeichim achem, Uhilachim lachem imoybechem, lehoshiaschem v'nomar amen. Mishaberach for those, the prayer for those who are still being held captive in Gaza. Mishaberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yakov, Yosef, Moshe v'Aaron, David u'Shlomo. Hu yivareich v'yishmor v'yinsor es nedrei tzva hagana l'Yisrael u'shuyav. Ves kol achenu hanesunim batzara v'ashivya. Bavor shekol ha-kahal ha-kadosh hazeh misfala bavuram, ha-kadosh baruch hu yimalei rachmim aleihem, v'yotziyem michoshech v'tal mabes, u'mosroseyem yinateik, u'musukoseyem yoshiyem, v'yoshiveim mehira l'cheik mishvechoseyem, yodu adonai chasto v'niflosav l'vnei adam, yukuyam behem mikra shekasuv, uftuyei ha-shem adonai yishivun, uvotz yom brina v'simchas olam arosham, Kaston v'simcha yasigu v'nasu yagom v'anacha v'nomar amen. And I'm a shaberach for all those who are ill or in need of healing. Please insert the name of those that you have in mind at the pause. Ni shaberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yakov Moshe v'Aaron David u'Shlomo hu yivareich v'yirapei es. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim
Aleihem lachim al rabo sam lachzikam lachayosam v'yishlach lahem mehero furshlam min hashemayim l'chol yivarim l'chol gideyam v'sel sharchol yisrael refuas anafesh refuas aguf hashta bagalav izman karif and omar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Halman. I look forward to having you back on the program, please God, Emir Toshem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world.